The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 17th. Today's word is onomatopoeia, spelled O-N-O-M-A-T-O-P-O-E-I-A. Onomatopoeia is a noun that means the naming of a thing or action by a vocal imitation of the sound associated with it, such as buzz or hiss. It can also mean the use of words whose sound suggests the sense. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Atlantic by Uri Friedman. James Chapman pointed out that what looks like variation in onomatopoeia is sometimes simply a rearranging of discrete sounds. Clap, clap in English becomes plec, plec in Portuguese. The word onomatopoeia came into English via late Latin and ultimately traces back to Greek, the word onoma, meaning name, and poein, meaning to make. Onoma can be found in such terms as onomastics, which refers to the study of proper names and their origins, while poein gave us such words as poem and poet. English speakers have only used the word onomatopoeia since the mid-1500s, but people have been creating words from the sounds heard around them for much longer. In fact, the presence of so many imitative words in language spawned the linguistic bow wow theory, which postulates that language originated in imitation of natural sounds. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.